Pope Benedict bid an emotional farewell at his last general audience today, acknowledging, quote, the rough seas that marked his papacy when it seemed, he said, that the Lord was sleeping. Archbishop of Washington, Cardinal Donald Wuerl, is among those in Vatican City. In fact, Cardinal Wuerl will be in days, begin the process of selecting a new pope for the Roman Catholic Church. And he joins us live from the Vatican this morning on WTOP. We're happy about that. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be with you.
Have you begun conversations over coffee at this point with other cardinals about finding a leader that can take on the problems of the Catholic Church head on?
Well, we haven't really begun too much talking about that because most of the cardinals are only arriving now. There was a large number at the farewell audience with the Pope. But I suspect that tomorrow, when we have our personal meeting, our private meeting with the Holy Father to say goodbye, from then on, we'll be seeing each other with some regularity, the cardinals, and talking about what the church needs and who seems to have the qualities as we move into the future.
I don't know if you've talked much with any of your colleagues since the Pope announced that he was stepping down, but is there a favorite?
Well, I don't think there's really so much a favorite candidate, but I think what's emerging is a profile. I think many of the cardinals are saying we need a pope who will, first of all, have the energy to be able to keep moving into the future. You know, things move so rapidly today. The whole world of communications has to be an area where the Pope is actively engaged. All of the electronic communications today are an area of great development. We have to have a Pope who is comfortable with that, who recognizes that. A ministry of presence is a big thing. The Pope has to be able to be present to the church all over the world. That doesn't necessarily mean physically traveling, mm-hmm. but we have to find new ways of making that happen electronically. And then, of course, the one most important thing is we want a Pope who will keep the whole church focused on her spiritual mission. And if we do that, some of these other problems will probably be more quickly addressed.
Cardinal, this is a tough question for you here. There are some among the College of Cardinals who are actually eligible to vote for a new pope who have, to some degree, been tainted by the sex abuse scandal. Should they recuse themselves from voting?
Well, I think this really is a matter that you have to leave to the conscience of each person. I've read the material that was put out by the cardinal, and I think that's something that each person has to decide himself. What we're really going to be focused on in this election is not so much individual cardinals in the hall, but who is the one that we think will lead the church well into the future. I think you could see today in that emotional farewell to Pope Benedict the appreciation for what he attempted to do as Pope. And he focused so beautifully on the spiritual mission of the church. But we also need now someone who is going to be able to bring that into this highly, highly cosmopolitan and very complex modern world.
And of course, the selection process is all very, very serious business. But the fact that there is no death of a Pope at this point, does that let you enjoy this whole thing a little bit more?
Well, I think that's true. That's true. If it were the death of a pope in a mourning period, you have a different mood. Today, even though it was emotional, it was rather upbeat. And I have to agree with you. I'll be able to enjoy a bowl of spaghetti tonight, and I won't feel that I have to be mourning.
Well, Excellent. Listen, make sure you go for that Italian gelato. That is really a winner when you're in the Vatican. All right, Cardinal.
Thank you. Good talking with you.
Likewise. Same. Thank you very much.
Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl with us this morning from Vatican City.